chair of the Education Department and associate professor at Carthage College, Dr. Jonathan Shaler, professor of communications at UW Parkside, and Stephanie Skilba, vice president for community.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bob Haggerty, and I'm thrilled to be able to be with you today talking to Melissa Caprillion. And Melissa is the new in Kenosha County. Give us an idea of where along, as far as Kenosha, this is your first real interview with media.
This is my first interview with media for this role.
Right.
I have served in other capacities within Kenosha, so I had an opportunity to work within the media. However, it's a great time to bring some light on where the Kenosha County Food Bank is in Kenosha board meeting.
Well, that's timing, right?
Yeah, right. And right. So you look at what was going on in our nation and the world, actually, at that time. And The food bank has been needed in Kenosha County for a long time now, and we a lot to the pantries, how they've really done some heavy lifting, and now the food bank is going to help support them now in this journey to help with getting...
Because most people don't even know we have a food bank. What is the role of a food bank compared to the places that distribute the food to the people that need it? The food, what would you call them?
The food pantries.
The food pantries, right.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I'm glad you asked that question because there is this misconception of what a food bank is compared to a food pantry. So they're like, oh, well, when are your hours open
right.
for us to pick up some goods? A food bank does not work directly with those who are going to be the consumers and the receivers of the food. It is the pantries. It's really to support, to take in the food from all the different food sources and then to equitably disperse it amongst the pantries within the community so they can service the people that are needing.
What is equitable? Is it every food?
For paying attention, I was being very intentional on using the word equitable because it's really important right now, especially as the food bank is establishing itself within the Kenosha community. How do you get those numbers? How do you work out to be equitable? It's those who are providing goods within the community. Let's just use some example of our pantries that we support at the food bank, like the Shalom Center, the Grace Welcome Center, Salvation Army. They are keeping track of their numbers and how many they're serving. And we take in those numbers. So I'm just going to throw a number out there. It's not accurate, but just to give you an idea, hypothetical. So let's say the Salvation Army was feeding 50, and just for the community listening, they are doing by far more than that, but let's just say they're only feeding 50, and then Grace Welcome Center, it can come into the food bank. We have the room, we have the capacity.
Differences between Racine and Kenosha? Racine has had a food bank for a long, long time.
True.
And we haven't. What is the difference? Why? And I should tell everyone, your job, you didn't say this, your job sat empty for the, you know what I'm saying?
On the back of nonprofits, right? The county has their own service that they have to focus on, service areas that they have to focus on. They can support like a food bank because they understand that to lift a community up, you have to address certain issues within the community. Let's go back 15 and, you know, whoever the powers may be and they're... a lot of these nonprofits have already stepped up. They're covering areas. I mean, look how much I think about how many food sourcing is within the Kenosha community. It's a healthy food source. We have a lot of distributors.
People aren't going to tell you what is a food source.
You know, we don't have, and we have our festival foods. We have our grocery stores, and we can get it from Whole Foods. A lot of the food pantries and the food banks are getting their food from the Hunger Task Force or Feeding America. So those have far reach where they stretch across the different communities. Communities is different. Is this not true for politics? Is this not
sure.
true even for our schools? Systems
right.
and
it's amazing so how much a boundary, the change in people when you can cross the street sometimes.
Isn't that, and it's an invisible line. There's only a few of us who really understand. You're like,
well, when you grow up in a particular place, it has a particular personality, you know, that goes along with it.
That is, that's right. And, you know, for Kenosha now, and what I love about this, and I just want to kind of emphasize this, even though there wasn't an executive director, what there was that I inherited, I truly am blessed. They have been active. They've been working. They fundraised.
You two had something in common, and that is, and I hope you don't mind me talking about it, that you've been, there's been a period in your life where you were hungry.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot of nonprofits that have, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know a lot of the nonprofits that
probably isn't as unique as one may believe. You know, there's a lot of individuals who that's a basic human need is to eat. And we can now I'm in a position now where I don't have to think too heavily about what I'm going to have tomorrow, the next day. I just know it's going to be something. Maybe at some point there's a little numbness to it, but it puts you in a state where you lose your personhood. And what I can say to that is, you know, you're amongst a community. You see people going by you every day. But it's this feeling that every time somebody goes by you and no support, you're dealing with so much more. You're functioning in a level where you no longer, like I said, you've lose your personhood. You don't feel part of anything or anyone. So I do carry that with me, and it was a very hard time. I don't wish that on anybody, and I hope I can be a part of helping so people don't have to experience that. But I wouldn't take that experience back, because I think it has formed me in a way where I can really serve this community well and serve this role well.
Let's talk about hunger.
Okay, let's do it.
Is it And I think I know the answer. We were talking about the law changes back in March that cut the amount of food stamps. I hate that word, that phrase, by the way, because there's a negative stigma that comes along with it. And more people that need it. Is that true, or am I just looking and saying that this is anecdotal in nature?
Yeah, so I think one across the board. So you know, maybe individuals that you would think are sitting in a more secure place, they're starting to waver and get closer to that insecurity. The community has done studies. The Kenosha community, I know it dates back to 2022, but just where they're trying to have a good pulse on what's the highest focus needs, and it's the Kenosha County Community Health Assessment. And so they're looking at the areas, and food was the third highest. And so it's real. There's realness to it, and it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, when you look at somebody who's experiencing homeless, you can assume a lot. You can assume that their access to health care, their access to food, you know, their access to education and work. You can just make a lot of assumptions. But when you see somebody who comes to work every day or has a car, those assumptions, you know, tend to fall away, and then the reach isn't there. You don't feel like you need to react. And so I guess my role is our community needs to be in a sense of we need to react. And then once we've reacted, let's switch to be proactive or have some sense of balance within there, because there is a state that we do need to react, because there is this incline of those that are in need. So
childhood being a child being hungry compared to an adult being hungry.
Oh, I love that you said that. I'm gonna go ahead and transition into that. I'll just state, like, in Kenosha, there are 8 school sites that do offer over the summer some meal, breakfast, and lunch programming. But there are some limitations. The limitation is you have to eat the food on site. And the hours are only Monday through Thursday. And it was, let me get the exact time just so I don't.
Okay, and I don't know if you have the locations.
Yeah,
if you
do,
please feel free to give them out.
Sure, absolutely. So starting in June 17th to It'll be a breakfast site at Bradford High School from 7 to 7:45. Another breakfast site from 7:30 to 8:15 is Bolin Middle. A breakfast and lunch site, Brass Elementary, 7:30 to 8:15. Lunch is 11:45 to 12:30. Strange is breakfast and lunch, same time frame. Lance, same time frame for breakfast and lunch. Southport Elementary, breakfast, lunch. Roosevelt, breakfast and lunch. And Washington, breakfast and lunch. So again, no Fridays. And there's the 4th of July. There won't be any disbursement on that day. And you have to be on site. So you can probably already hear the limitations. We are grateful for that. But what happens? Pantries, this is where they start picking up the slack. However, accessing those pantries, usually you have somebody who is now 18 years or above, right, accessing those sites. Doesn't mean that they don't provide for the youth, but where do the youth feel comfortable to go? If you go to school every day.
And you go to a particular location.
You go to a particular location, and it's because youth being. So if let's put that youth in a classroom, just with missing that one lunch, and there's an ear to, you know, you're depending, I mean, depending on their family size as well, and what foods that they want to eat out of what is given to them. As you know, so there's this high inconsistency. Imagine a developing mind building up around that inconsistency and that poor nutrition. Your immune system drops. Also, let's think about oral health as well. So you have a lot of higher health areas of issues that are going to need some focus. Well, people that have food insecurity, often it shouldn't be a balance. Is it food? Is it healthcare? What do I need to do? Well, what do you need every day? You need to eat every day. So that's going to be the focus. And sometimes what's accessible to them is high processed food. And high processed food doesn't do good for your health, you know, that nutrition.
Cheap and filling.
Cheap and filling. It's about filling the belly. And it does get that way. So I can, if we go back to my personal story, it's whatever is given to you, whatever is available, whatever you can get your hands on. And so it's really about filling the belly. And unfortunately, what does that do to a developing mind? And what kind of community do we grow? Because soon these young ones are going to be the adults that make up our community. And there's a lot of stunting that can happen, even some PTSD. And there's many components. Keeping my arms, my dollars around, giving money to a food bank and a food pantry. And I just want to celebrate when they do that, because it's more than just giving food. Because sometimes they just think about, oh, I just want to make sure nobody goes hungry. I don't like that feeling, so I want to make sure somebody goes hungry. But you're nurturing our tomorrow in our community to be healthier, for those in our community have a better cognition.
For a couple of grocery bags full of food, and there were BMWs and Mercedes in line, along with the, you know, the 1972 Pinto. And that really, boy, I didn't think about that before. And I've actually had the opportunity to talk with friends that I now know, when we were kids, went through food insecurity. But they're,
you know, I worked with those experiencing homelessness for quite a long time. And a lot of people are just one paycheck away from being in that state.
I was part of the INS program way back.
Yeah, it goes
and
back.
And I will never forget that there were two people with master's degrees and a BMW and a brand new baby had just gotten out of the hospital, and they were living in the back of their BMW.
It's food, right? So if people are going to get what is being handed out at these pantries, and it's for me, it's hard to shame, because what they remove when they are in these pantry lines, they do lose a sense of autonomy. And that's really difficult. And a lot of the pantries are trying to do a workaround, because they want to give that autonomy back to the individual by allowing to have like this more sense, or, you know, did I fit into the ideals that I thought somebody who utilizes a food pantry? Oh, much food. But you know what's hard now? The pantries have adjusted. They were used to all that food coming in. And even those who were receiving and were on the reciprocal end of that, and it became, that was kind of the norm for a while. That's gone away now. And so now you have the food pantries, and even as we're establishing the food bank, you know, trying to access the families in need, the individuals in need. So the access doesn't look the same. The quantity doesn't look the same. Or even, I don't want to say the quality. The one thing I can say at this period in time, we're heading into harvest season.
Right.
And so there's a lot of farms who help support the food pantries, the food bank. So we are able to get some fresh foods out. Maybe not the same quantity that you would pick up from the rely on the food pantries. And it's to focus in other avenues to be healthier.
Let's stay with kids.
Yeah.
How do you you're walking down the street. How do you recognize people that have in food insecurity?
Oh, you know, this I try to use this. This is something, remember when I shared with you here, we're going to bring you back to my story about when I felt so isolated and alone on the street.
Yes.
So the one thing I do now, so how do you recognize much of anything unless you stop and are intentional and connect with somebody and engage socially? That's when you can start picking up on possible areas like, oh, you know, how are you today? I noticed that you were, you know, is something bothering you? And allow them to have that freedom to share. Now, if we go back, and I'm speaking to an adult, that's more of maybe an adult way to say, but if you're passing a group of kids, you know, it looks like a great day. How are you guys doing today? And, you know, how was your summer? Now we're into the summer and lots of great.
Now we're going to shift. What can people do?
Oh.
We've talked about that there's a need. We've talked about that, especially in the last 4 years, there seems to be a growing need. The last 2 years, maybe even a greater need because of inflation and the cost of food. Now, what can people do if they have the ability to make a difference? How do they help Kenosha? How do they help Kenosha County?
Yeah, so it's such a range. I don't ever want to make a blanket statement because sometimes people have this level of guilt when they see, oh, you know, I've worked at the food pantry or I've been donating my time. We'd be the recipient. It would be gracious to be the recipient of that.
Give a coffee for a week.
Yes.
Or once a week for a month and donate the 4 days or five
days
of coffee.
And, you know, I could tell you, like myself, when I started, you know, getting into the community and starting a career and, you know, that piece of those hardships were behind me. Immediately, I started volunteering. I felt like I needed to be part of, the community in which I was part of, but be on the other end of it to help out and to bring some perspective on the show of how there's just these many facets of homelessness. And within the school setting, the more you can connect with people, the more you can hear their story. Be a meaning maker as connection points. So connect with the people within your community. Reach out to me. I'm happy to even help with that if you don't even know how to begin, or if you are somebody who is really integrated into the community and want to be integrated in a different capacity, I would love to be able to connect you.
Is there a way they could contact you?
Absolutely. I have a phone number. We have a website.
Go ahead.
Oh, fantastic. So the phone number at the food bank where you can get a hold of me is 262-321-7282. And KenoshaCountyFoodBank.org is our website.
So we've talked about the past, and we've now talked about the present. Where are we going in the future? What are we looking at for 24, 25, and 2026?
Yeah, I'm so with my role at the food bank, I'm carrying the vision that this working board has been truly trying to set the strong foundation for. And it was because right now there comes a lot of stresses when you're trying to, you know, bring in distribution, inventory it, and get it to those in need. That takes a lot of manpower. That if we can remove that from the pantries, and
how would that be done?
The food then comes into the food bank location today, and especially with our youth, and it allows there to be also whether the food bank. I mean, it could be as simple as that, but the community needs more. And so, you know, having the different facets of what food insecurity means and then how it, the consequences of that, you know, the food bank will be supporting all those. You know, we don't need to reinvent anything. And because now there's an executive director, you know, I have to be present. I have to get a pulse of the community to make sure that we're adjusting. And other than that, we are the foundation.
Do you see the consumer struggling in the future the way that they have in the recent past? And
our the budgetary vision of the mayor and then the county executive, and it is decided it's based on our community needs. So they really do have to have a good pulse on hard work. A lot of pantries doing some hard lifting, and our Kenosha County looks like, and the needs around food.
So I'm going to ask one more question.
Yes.
And this one's a tough one.
Okay.
Because I don't know the answer. I would like to know the answer, but I don't know any others that are less fortunate than what they are.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying
to where you're going.
Express
I,
this?
Yeah, I see where you're going. And you know where we see this often with, and to make your point, is a lot of those, they like to have an arm length away.
Yes.
Right. From different, because there's a sense of fear. Right?
Yes.
And so fear often is a driver in our behavior. And so, I can see where this your question is generating from, and how, you know, should we care? We're all part of a society. We're part of a community. We're part of a species. We're part of the planet. We're all here. Would be more apt to help.
And I grew up with a family that would have been expected.
Mm.
I don't know if everybody grew up in that type of environment. We're going to have you back another
time.
Oh, I
would love that.
Melissa Caprillion, the Executive Director, Kenosha County Food Bank. One more time, how do they get a hold of you?
I would love a phone call from you. My phone number is 262-321-7282, or please visit us on our website at Kenosha County.
Supply Closet is getting low on items such as rollers, shower chairs with back support, and nutritional supplements such as Ensure and Boost. To donate, call 262-601.